From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Space Shuttle Atlantis is back home after 2 weeks in orbit. It landed at Edwards Air Force Base in California after bad weather made a landing at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida too risky. The Atlantis crew spent most of its time at the International Space Station, dropping off new equipment, experiments, and, of course, food. And it's not just mashed potatoes in a tube anymore. NASA has put a lot of hard work into making space food something astronauts look forward to. From Houston Public Radio, Capella Tucker reports.
At the Johnson Space Center, food scientists put a couple of spoonfuls of chocolate pudding into small plastic cups. Volunteer taste testers will decide which of the three options has the most flavor. But NASA doesn't want the testers to influence each other, so each sits in a private phone booth-like stall. Ray Rodriguez makes himself comfortable and pulls the gray tray toward him. Each pudding sample is labeled with a number.
So I thought that the first one, 285, had more flavor.
But there's not much difference between the gooey chocolate treats. NASA's Michelle Petronak says this taste test is about shelf life.
It was made from cocoa powder and cornstarch, and depending on your sample, that cocoa powder and cornstarch had been stored for 3 years at 72 degrees or 95 degrees.
NASA food scientists want to know if the cocoa powder and other ingredients can be used in food on extended missions to the moon and Mars. Some of the food development is being done at Texas A&M University. The latest addition is cheese grits.
A great comfort food, I guess.
Lori Nish oversees the Space Food Research Facility. She and another NASA food scientist, wearing lab coats and hairnets, hand pour 300 pouches. Every pouch is measured and weighed before being put into a machine that sterilizes food for spaceflight. Texas A&M student Monica Johnson helps with the development and is impressed with the quality.
Whenever I tell people that I make food for NASA, they think it's powder and like, ew, not very good food. But actually, I mean, the food that we do make is very good.
While NASA does still use the orange-flavored powder drink Tang, gone are the days of food cubes and plastic tubes. Back at Johnson Space Center, food system manager Vicky Cloris says today, the most requested item is freeze-dried shrimp cocktail. Clora says selecting food for space is challenging. For one, there's no refrigerator or freezer. Also, astronauts say food just tastes different up there.
When they go into space flight initially, there's a fluid shift that occurs, and the fluid moves to the upper part of their body. So initially, they're very congested. So it's just like when you and I have a cold and things taste different to us.
Sometimes recipes have to be tweaked. For example, the cheese grits were not cleared for launch until the fat and salt were reduced.
There's a lot of evidence that high sodium exacerbates bone loss. And bone loss is one of the things that happens to people when they go into microgravity. And so we don't want to have a whole lot of sodium to make that worse.
One food item that won't likely be cleared for liftoff, pizza. Astronauts ask for it all the time, but pizza just doesn't taste right in pouches. For NPR News, I'm Capella Tucker in Houston.